A Japanese Viewpoint. 12.
While I was taking a month-long bus trip across mainland America with my seminar students in the summer of 1996, I stayed at some local cheap hotels in different cities, including Dallas, Texas, and New Orleans, Louisiana. I then noticed for the first time that the hotel charges were based on the number of rooms we occupied, not the number of the guests who stayed in each room. Under this hotel charge system, the hotel charge for one guest to stay is the same as that for two or more guests staying in the same room. In other words, three people can stay in one single room where there is only one bed available. One may take the bed, and the other two may sleep on the floor or on the sofa. Each of you needs to pay just a few dollars to stay per night. Of course, there is a limit on the number of people who can stay in one room for security and other reasons. Some hotels may not allow more than five people to stay in one single room, and they usually post a notice to inform the maximum room capacity for guests on the wall at the registration desk or in the room. Moreover, this charge style could be limited to cheap hotels and motels. Luxury hotels may not let more people stay than the number of beds. In the competitive hotel business, the introduction of this American hotel charge system in Japan would give them a competitive edge over other traditional domestic inns and hotels to attract more guests who wish to save money for hotel rooms, especially those from abroad. Foreign tourists may choose to take a trip to Japan in groups rather than individually to save on accommodation fees, and it should lead to huge increases of foreign visitors to Japan, as our government is currently promoting and preparing for the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. Do you think this charge system will work well and help increase the number of visitors to Japan?